saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. And I said that you can't always get what you want, honey. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, well, you might just find.
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. WMFO Medford.
Love. you worry, we're all flown on.
All right.
All flown on.
The day he came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy,
you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
There's Harry Chapin here on Time Travel. Song's about life today. Cats in the Cradle. Song about a guy and his dad, or the dad and his son. My dad would be like, have you been to Costco and bought the $5.99 Poland Spring? Have you spoken to your brother Russell? Have you gotten your snow pins for your snow thrower? Have you greased the fitting? He'd say things like that. That's basically our Cats in the Cradle song. I'd be like, hey, Dad, you want to go to lunch? He'd be like, no. Okay. It's basically, well, here's what it is. So, and then the boy will be like him. And people are like, hey, Chris, you want to go to lunch? I'm like, nope. Don't want to. Got other things to do. Like play Neil Young here on Time Travel. It's a nice transition. It's pretty good. So I should probably pay Neil Young now. Yeah. Song about an old man. Which nowadays is anybody over 30. Time Travel here with you till 7.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home. doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, alone at last, rolling home.
Jump from 1972 to 1991 with Stingy. Who put that Y there? Sting. Sting here on Time Travel. Stinky.
On a cold winter's night,
There's Sting here on Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Song's about life, and that was about Sting's life growing up with his daddy. Worked in apparently worked down the naval yards with the village people and the YMCA. I don't know where I was going there. Anyway, here with you till 7 p.m. It's Time Travel. I threw out some money this week. I think I'm losing my mind. I think I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to lose my mind. Like, I got some money, right? I had some cash, and I just put it down in the car, and I had, like, an old coffee cup. Like, I had, like, a little to-go cup, and I put the cash in the coffee cup for some reason after the coffee cup was over, which is kind of gross to begin with because there's always going to be a little residue on the bottom. And then I went over to Burger King to coincidentally get another cup of coffee from the Burger King for some reason. Well, I got a little Whopper too, but so I, you know, that little thing where they throw out the trash before you go in and you get you give your money away and you get your Whopper and your Whopper and your coffee. I threw out the cup and it had $61 in it. $61. Just tossed it out. So that was a nice $70 snack that I got at the Burger King earlier this week. But hopefully maybe somebody that brought out the trash or took out the trash or, you know, was rumbling through the trash will find $320s and a little GW Washington in there and have a nicer day. So, hey, I did my part this week, whatever. All comes out in the wash, I guess. Maybe I'll just go rob a liquor store or something afterwards, get my $61 back, you know? I'm a Libra, so it's got to balance out somehow. I figured it'll balance out somehow, though. I don't have to do that. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. Anyway, here with you till 7 p.m. I'm doing songs about life. Songs with life in the title, a couple of them. And then other ones just like about old people, you know, and just like somebody looking back and saying, you know what, this sucked. This sucked. If I could do it all again, I wouldn't. And then other people that are like, oh, it's hopes and dreams and love and happiness and all that happy HS, you know? HS. You know what I mean? If you're smart. And most of you are. It's toughs. You know, you don't just go in. You're not Auntie Becky and the other one, Felicity Huffman. Maybe your parents paid for some money to get you in, but yeah, I don't care. As long as you listen to my show, you're learning something. Here's Mellencamp, or as they used to call him, John Cougar, and then they called him John Cougar Mellencamp, and then just John Mellencamp, and then just John and Melonhead. So it was John Cougar. First it was Johnny Cougar, actually, and then it was John Cougar, and then it was John Cougar Mellencamp, and then John Mellencamp, and then just John. Courtroom
catastrophe of life.
All right, so there's John Cougar, Melonhead, and he's like, all right, I enjoyed it. It's a catastrophe of life, and, you know, there's hopes and dreams, and things happen, and then, you know, balances out. I guess the moon is in my house. The moon is in my house. It's January 15th, and the moon is in Libra. It is in my house, and it makes me very headstrong. It makes me get things done. And it's in my house for a while. It's in my house. Mine. It's in my house. It's not in yours. It's in mine. So I get everything for the next few days. I'm announcing that. Well, don't worry about everything, though, because I'm playing the Beach Boys for you. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing? Doesn't matter what you're doing because the moon is in my house. Mine. That is pretty good. It's Beach Boys. Or as this guy liked to call it, I was playing him at the beach. He's like, you listening to Beach Boys? I'm like, what? Did you just call me a bitch? He's like, no, you're listening Beach Boys? Beach Boys? Yeah. Here's Shea Lee. Here's a lovely song from Hot Rod Stewart. It's about bags and rags and living life. It's WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side? Seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride. So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat so you could buy? I was a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile. You are still a young girl, and you bought everything in style. Sixpence for your sake, and take a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. They told me you missed school. Just throw them all away. The handbags told me you missed school today. So I'd suggest you just throw them all away. And the time the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy. Thank you.
As Leonard Skinner listening to his mama. Simple Man here on Time Travel. Listening in WMFO in Medford.
Everybody leaving.
tonight. Time Travelers, see you next week.
Am I right? Am I wrong? You may say to yourself, my God, what have I